Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It's as if we're sitting quietly, waiting for the play to start. Then, suddenly, the curtain begins to rise. The spotlight falls on an old man, Moses by name, who is about to speak. Everything he says now will be carefully copied down and become a vital part of the National Archives of Israel. As far as the eye can see, and mingled together on this vast plain of Moab, we see two generations. The older people, unwilling to trust God, are about to be gathered to their fathers, as the saying goes. None of them will enter the Promised Land. But the hopeful younger generation, although some are now reaching their 60th birthday, will have the joy of entering in and possessing their possession. As Moses begins, he says, quote, "The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb," Deuteronomy 1:6. Please don't overlook this remarkable statement. Remember, Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai. Later, the scene would be described like this, quote, "You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments, by the hand of Moses your servant." That's Nehemiah 9, verses 13 and 14. The fact that God spoke to people is remarkable enough, but that he would descend to land on the planet with, quote, "thunderings, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking," Exodus 20, verse 18, is astounding. Yet far more amazing is the fact that this supreme ruler of the universe could be called by the nation of Israel the Lord our God. But, most thrilling of all, because God came down again, this time to Mount Calvary, with its darkness and rending rocks, he can invite Gentile sinners like us to call him our God too. Lord, speak to us today through your word.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.